Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be ye thankful. Be ye happy. Blessed. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So, I've been working on this inheritance thing, and it's just such a blessing when you start to see it. Again, it's a little deeper than a 7 or 8 minute teaching, but you know, God's word is tried. And over the generations, you can see that it's been tried, man. Like, people have relied on it. What God says comes to pass. I'm going to go over a couple things here and then finish it up with the fact that God is there for you, and knowing that God is there for you, when He says He's there for you, you can rely on that. If you go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of this of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and in thee all families of the earth shall be blessed." I mean, you can see this already. Do you know who Abraham is? Does the earth know who Abraham is? Do people in history know who Abraham is? Yeah. Yeah, they do. And God told him this. It's not that God told him and then it came to pass. It's not like they went back and wrote. That makes sense. Abraham, he told Abraham he would be God to him and to his seed, and that he, that in all nations he'd be blessed. So you are like the people that we work with. I know that in my life, at least, the people we work with are always blessed, and it's because of our faith. It's the people. I mean, again, if you, verse 3, "And I will bless them," or make them happy, "that bless thee and make you happy, and curse them that curseth thee. In thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed." God works. I mean, it's incredible if you're around believers. If you're around people who really believe, you see the people around them be successful. Because God blesses those that bless his people. If you jump over to verse 7, or chapter 17, verse 7, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, in their time, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee." God said he would be a God to Abraham and to his children, and in their time, in their generation. That same blessing we have. God is a God to you in their, in this generation. "And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant before thee, or be therefore thou and thy seed after thee in all their generations." God said he would give them the land of Canaan, the Palestine, the land of the Palestines. Like, God gave them that land. God gave him the possession. God gave his children and his children after the possessions, the 12 tribes of Israel. They received. What God says, the word of God is tried and it is true. And what he says comes to pass because it's his word. It's his spoken word as connected to his inner thoughts. And we have that inner thought, that reconnection with God. But what he says matters. And when you start to believe it and have a firm reliance on it, again, faith is believing specifically what you hear. Believing is having a firm conviction and reliance. To be convicted in the word in one verse, you're probably more, if you believe full-heartedly in one verse, it's better than knowing the Bible. Believing, having conviction, standing on it. I want to finish up with this. This is what God says. If you go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, where is this? I'm going to find it. Verse 16, it says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father," you have Christ and you have God our Father, "which loved us and gave us an everlasting calling, an everlasting consolation, and good hope through grace, speak to or pacify your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Everything that is accomplished by labor, he's going to establish you. And what I love is that word pacify or comfort. He speaks to the seat of your distinctive character. He speaks to your heart. And again, as you thinketh, that's who you are. So he thinketh as he is, the thoughts. He's going to pacify and speak to you and your mind and your thoughts and the things that you think about. And don't forget, this word is cutting. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, passing through even the act of dividing of the soul, the natural man, and the spirit, the spiritual man. It cuts through both. It's his word that matters. And it's believing it that matters for you. It's going to change your life. You just have to stay focused on it. Don't allow your mind to start overcoming what the word says about itself, what the word says about you. You are a son of God and an heir, blessed, absolutely blessed beyond measure. And you have it now. Pray the big prayers today. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ, giving the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us. I ask you for clear direction as far as work and just how much I should be or shouldn't be, or just make it clear so that I know. I thank you again for the moments of my life and for the people you put around me. I thank you for Rob and just being able to work out and the opportunity to provide that for the family and also for everybody that works with us. I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm thankful for the just where you've placed us. I ask that you continually increase the business so we can provide more. And I'm just very, very grateful for what you do. I also ask that all the furniture that goes out, that it's a blessing to those who receive it. And your light just shines through that. I thank you for your son. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.